Hi, thanks for reaching out. Wow, I'm so sorry you're going through such tremendous, tremendous challenges and pain. And whatever I'm going to say, the truth is words cannot do sincere justice to what tremendous, tremendous pain you're going through. I don't have any words to really, really share with you, sympathize with you. And I think I'm just going to ask you for your name to daven for you. And hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should just help you with this tremendous, tremendous blessing in every way. Just a few things to share. Firstly, obviously, just practically in the situation that you're going through, you need someone who's more hands-on involved and you're connected to, etc. That if just in terms of the actual proceedings, and just to advise you with that, the way you've presented this the situation to me, obviously having a very brief overview, just from your message, it seems absolutely clear that you should definitely continue with proceedings as hard as it might be, just because if somebody, as well-meaning as they might be, but if they are abusive and have been abusive, physically abusive, that is too much of a risk to run to try and make things in another avenue. So that would just be in terms of that, as hard as that might be. But just maybe to share a little bit of an emunah perspective. Again, we're human beings, and if somebody cuts someone's arm off, it hurts, and we cry, and we're supposed to cry, and we're human beings, and it's okay to cry. Whilst at the same time, we have another side of ourselves, and that is accepting that everything that Hashem does can only be for our best. Let us remind ourselves that Hashem created this whole world. Hashem can't exist without you, without me, without this whole world. He's perfect in himself. So why did he create us? The only reason Hashem created us is to give us good, to give us pleasure. And as all the Sfarim teach, that ultimately is to take place in the next world, in Olam Haba. And we're just in this world to earn our place for the next world. And we can't understand much of the time the way Hashem deals with us. Just for one example, the concept of reincarnation. We've all been reincarnated. We've all lived before and have many different parts to our overall story, which is not just this life. It's a previous life and a previous life. And to put it all together, we don't have a full understanding of the picture, but Hashem does. So for example, sometimes, let's say with poverty, sometimes a person, did everything right in their previous reincarnation, but one thing they did wrong, they were a bit stingy or whatever it might be. And Hashem says, you know what? They're going to have to come back to this world, and they're going to have to suffer poverty in order to get their full tikkun, their full correction of the soul, to be able to, Bezrat Hashem, be in eternity forever in the most beautiful place with Hashem. So when they're living in this world suffering poverty, it's hard to accept. But again, someone with emunah understands Hashem will always do that for the best. And again, it can still be sore. I can still cry about it, whilst at the same time I can accept and know Hashem always will only do best for me. And another perspective to share is that many Torah sources teach that when one is going through suffering, which you're going through tremendous suffering, again, in addition to being sane and normal and a human being and crying, one has the biggest opportunity to get close to Hashem, because those are the times that we realize that actually we have nobody in the world. No family, no friends, no figure can really hold us. The only one that can really, really hold us is Hashem. And I always tell people, if I was on my deathbed and there was only one thing that I can advise you and share with you, that would be to really develop your personal relationship with Hashem. To just take a moment. Maybe you're already doing it, take more time. If you're spending 10 minutes a day, take 20 minutes. If you're doing none, try to 20 minutes, try to 30 minutes a day, and just turn your phone off and just close yourself in a room and just be you and Hashem and just talk to him. And if you can't talk, just do the best that you can. It's just a relationship with you and Hashem. He understands your heart, but he wants you to talk to him and try speak as if you're speaking to another human being. And that is the greatest advice in the world, because better than any therapy, psychologist, than anything that anyone can do for you, than any medication, that is what's, I'm not saying that one doesn't have to do those other things. There's a place for that also, but this is much more potent and stronger, because this is Hashem himself. When one speaks to Hashem, one is in the greatest hands. I just wish you so much bracha and hatzlacha. And as I mentioned, if you am happy to just send me your name, but your mother's name, then hopefully I can also daven for you, Bezrat Hashem. I just wish you lots of seeing Hashem's salvations in the blink of an eye, Bezrat Hashem.